sorry today. Stay tuned in for 91.9 The Cave's Cave Creatures. To torture me for the whole afternoon.
Hey there, Kingston. Welcome to the third installment of CKVI 91.9 FM The Cave's original program, Cave Creatures. This show is dedicated to educating Kingstonians about all manner of creepy supernatural beings, because knowledge is power. With the help of this show, you'll have all the information you need to do battle with the most terrifying of beings. Today's topic is werewolves. Part 1, History of Werewolves. The werewolf is a widespread concept in European mythology, spanning back hundreds of years in histories. Werewolves are also called lycanthropes, a derivative of the Greek words lykos, meaning wolf, and anthropos, meaning man. Basically, a werewolf is a person who, by the light of the full moon, becomes a ferocious anthropomorphic wolf creature. Usually the cause of lycanthropy is a curse, but one can also contract the affliction by being bitten or scratched by a werewolf. Since werewolf lore spans across hundreds of years and many different cultures, there are few hard and fast rules of lycanthropy. In some legends, lycanthropy is permanent, in others it is temporary. Some lore says that the werewolf is the soul of the person who is afflicted, others say that becoming a werewolf is a physical transformation. To give you a complete idea of the sheer magnitude of werewolf legends, we're going to recap a few of the most famous stories of lycanthropy. Greek mythology has an explanation for how werewolves first came into the world. According to the legend, there was a king named Lycaon, which conveniently means wolf, who was known for his tyranny. Lycaon was known for his blasphemy, as he refused to believe in the gods. Zeus, the king of the gods, heard stories of this king's cruelty and disbelief and came down to earth to see for himself. Lycaon, however, refused to accept that Zeus was indeed a god and tried to trick Zeus into eating a prisoner that Lycaon had killed. Zeus figured out Lycaon's plan and turned him into a wolf as punishment. Unfortunately, this kind of backfired because Lycaon enjoyed being a wolf, as he was free to terrorize villages as he pleased. Lycaon is the first werewolf to appear in mythology. Over time, the concept of lycanthropy has changed to include changing into wolf form by the light of the full moon or even voluntarily. Next is the very well-known fairy tale Little Red Riding Hood. In the story, a little girl wearing a red riding hood, hence the nickname, is sent out by her mother to bring cake and wine to her ill grandmother. These don't seem like the most healthy choices for an ailing old woman, but Red Riding Hood obliges and sets out on her way through the forest to her grandmother's cottage. Along the way, Red Riding Hood meets a wolf who decides that she looks like a tasty snack. Red Riding Hood, not knowing what a dangerous character this wolf is, makes conversation with him and tells him where she's going. The wolf decides to make the grandmother his main course and eat Little Red Riding Hood for dessert. He entices the naive and trusting little girl off the trail under the pretense of picking flowers, and as she gets lost in the woods, the wolf hurries to the grandmother's house, where he eats her whole and then dresses in her clothes in order to trick Red Riding Hood. When she comes into the house, they have the iconic, "Oh, what big teeth you have," conversation, to which the wolf replies, "All the better to eat you with," and eats her. Immediately after his feast, the wolf falls asleep and his snoring is heard by a nearby huntsman. The huntsman kills the wolf and rescues Red Riding Hood and her grandmother, who are miraculously alive inside the belly of the beast. Now, obviously, that is not just any ordinary wolf we're talking about. This is an anthropomorphic wolf who can speak and dress up like an old lady. This is without a doubt a werewolf. One of the most famous cases of lycanthropy is that of a man named Peter Stump. Stump was a farmer in Germany in the 1500s and was accused of being a cannibal and serial killer. He was nicknamed the Werewolf of Bedburg. No one is sure of Stump's real name. He has been referred to by other names such as Abel Griswold, and there are alternate spellings for his name. This mysterious man is the subject of a pamphlet released in 1590, which described in detail his life story and outlined the crimes he allegedly committed, including over 15 murders. A werewolf was terrorizing the small town of Bedburg, Germany, and in an attempt to find the perpetrator, the beast's left paw was cut off. Sure enough, Peter Stump appeared in town in the following days, conspicuously missing his left hand. This was more than enough evidence for the courts of the time, and Stump was tried and convicted of being a werewolf. After being tortured, he confessed to practicing black magic since the age of 12, and said that a belt given to him by the devil allowed him to transform into a ferocious beast. Although the belt was never found, Stump was put to death in a brutal medieval manner. He was beheaded and burned at the stake. His daughter and mistress were also executed. A monument now stands in Bedburg dedicated to Peter Stump, including wooden sculptures of the people he killed, a torture wheel, and a figurine of his head on a stake. Part 2. How to be a werewolf. So how does one become a werewolf? There are many different ways, and some legends contradict others, so this subject is up for debate. In this next segment of the show, we'll tell you all about the different ways to contract lycanthropy. Number 1. Curses. There are many different werewolf curses from many different cultural backgrounds. A simple internet search for werewolf curse yields hundreds of results, from black magic to Native American traditions. It's hard to tell how many of these have actual historical backgrounds and which have just been made up in recent years, but the sheer number of results shows how prevalent curses are in werewolf mythology. If you are cursed and become a werewolf, you are not instantly damned. Apparently, you can break the curse, but only if you have not tasted human flesh as a werewolf. If you've gone on a rampage of terror and eaten a bunch of people, you're pretty much in it for life. Number 2. Werewolf parents. Apparently, if your parents are werewolves, there's a pretty good chance you'll be one too. It's simple genetics. However, the werewolf gene may skip a generation, so even if your parents aren't lycanthropes, it could be hidden in hundreds of years of lineage. The good news for genetic werewolves is that it's easier to control transformation when the moon is full, and some can even choose when to transform altogether. However, transformations are just as painful as they would be for a bitten werewolf, which brings us to our next method of transmission. Number 3. Bitten by a werewolf. If a werewolf bites you, you're pretty much doomed to lycanthropy for the rest of your life. Generally, this happens on the night of a full moon, so be extra careful if you're a fan of late-night walks. If you're bitten, you will transform into an anthropomorphic wolf every full moon for the rest of the foreseeable future. According to yourlupinelife.com, bitten werewolves have a very difficult time learning to control their abilities and may never be able to resist transitioning or be able to transition voluntarily. Number 4. The voluntary werewolf. The last kind of werewolf I've come across in my research is probably the strangest one of all, someone who chooses to become one. Living life as an enormous human-wolf hybrid sounds pretty difficult, but apparently it's some people's cup of tea. You might remember the story of Peter Stump from earlier in the show, the German man who practiced black magic and became a lycanthrope because of it. Apparently, Peter Stump made a deal with the devil who then granted him a magic wolfskin belt that allowed him to transform into a hideous beast. This is a common theme in werewolf lore, a belt made of wolfskin or fur that lets its wearer become a wolf. Some say that you need to recite an incantation or cover yourself in magic oil or ointment in order for the belt to work, but others say that simply wearing it will suffice. Either way, finding a wolfskin belt is probably pretty difficult in this day and age, and I generally advise that you avoid becoming a werewolf for the safety of your friends and family, who will look like a tasty snack when you're in wolf form. So what does the transformation from human form to wolf form entail? Well, Kingston, I'll tell you. Let's set the scene. It's a clear night. The full moon rises over the hills. Suddenly, you feel a strange sensation coming over you. At first, it's just a slight tingling, but it slowly escalates to a burning all over your body as thick, coarse hair begins to sprout from every pore. Your nose and mouth elongate into a snarling snout, and your teeth grow long and sharpen into deadly points. At this point, you're beginning to grow rapidly, so your clothes are ripped to shreds and ruined. Your fingernails and toenails are growing quickly into thick, pointed claws. You can no longer resist the urge to howl at the moon and run off on all fours in search of prey. As you can probably imagine, this is not a fun process. The transformation from human to wolf is incredibly painful and dangerous. If your friend or relative is a werewolf, avoid them at all costs during the full moon. They may not be able to control their deadly urges to feed. Part 3. How to kill a werewolf. I'm sure we've all heard the advice that a silver bullet to the heart is the only way to kill a werewolf. This is only partly true. While a silver bullet will kill it, it's by no means the only way to go about destroying the beast. In this segment, we'll detail the best ways to defend yourself from these hits. Number 1. Silver bullets. This method is the quickest and easiest of all the ways to kill a werewolf, but it only works if you're a good shot and have immediate access to bullets made of pure silver, which I'm assuming 99% of people do not. Werewolves apparently are very averse to silver, and when it touches them, it causes an intense burning sensation. According to godsandmonsters.com, a silver bullet to the heart will kill the beast instantly, but as long as there is silver in the bloodstream of the creature, it will eventually reach the heart and kill it. So if you miss, there's a good chance that the bullet's shrapnel will enter the bloodstream and be the wolf's undoing. Number 2. Normal bullets. Apparently, shooting a werewolf with regular bullets will do the trick as well. Keep in mind that a werewolf is much, much stronger than a human being, so it will take a lot of bullets. Aim for the head. Destroying the spinal cord will make your job easy. Just like zombies, a double tap is important. Even when you think the creature is dead, give it another couple blasts just to be sure. In situations like this, distance is important. After the first shot, there's a good chance the werewolf will charge you, so you want to be far enough away that you have time to unload the gun before the wolf reaches you. Number 3. Sharp objects. This is not the best method of going about killing a werewolf, but if you're in a bind, it could be your only option. The problem with using sharp objects like swords or machetes is that they require very close combat, and it's pretty easy for the lycanthrope to overpower you in that kind of situation. If you can get the creature tied up or incapacitated somehow, this method will work better, but if it's a combat situation, you'd probably be better off trying something else with a little more distance between you and the beast. Number 4. Blunt objects. This does not mean smack it over the head with a piece of plywood. If you do that, you will die. Looking more like dropping a large rock or a heavy piece of furniture from above and striking the werewolf that way. Hitting it with a vehicle will also suffice, but this is not a job for your Honda Civic. You'll need at least a half-ton truck. Werewolves are fast, though, and pretty heavy themselves, so this is kind of a hit-or-miss situation. Make sure you have a backup plan if you choose to use this strategy. Also, hitting a werewolf will probably damage your truck pretty badly. Other methods of werewolf defense include drowning or burning, but those require a great deal of control that you may not have in a combat situation. If you're not equipped to try and kill the beast, run as fast as you possibly can and hope for the best. Part 4. Famous werewolves. To end the show on a less terrifying note, we're going to talk about some of our favorite werewolves in pop culture. Since the rise of the Twilight novels, werewolves have become a staple in teen fiction as well as more grown-up books and movies. We're going to count down our top 5 favorite pop culture lycanthropes, starting with... Number 5. Scott Howard, Teen Wolf. Before the TV show Teen Wolf, there was the movie, a slightly cheesy 1985 flick about a teenage basketball player who finds himself going through some changes that are not related to puberty. Michael J. Fox stars as Scott Howard, everyone's favorite angsty teenage lycanthrope. Number 4. Jacob Black, Twilight. We couldn't make this list without including fan favorite Jacob Black, a character in the much-loved and much-hated Twilight saga. Played by the dreamy Taylor Lautner in the films, Black is a member of an age-old werewolf pack on a native reserve in Forks, Washington. He's also got a great set of washboard abs, leaving fans swooning in his wake. He's what we'd call a good werewolf, using his wolf-like form to battle some with some evil vampires. Number 3. Ginger Fitzgerald, Ginger Snaps. This movie is like Ghost World meets Teen Wolf. Misanthropic, death-obsessed Ginger is bitten by a werewolf one fateful night, and as her younger sister Bridget races to find a cure, she becomes more and more bloodthirsty as Halloween and the next full moon approach. Number 4. Will Randall, Wolf. Our top 5 wouldn't be complete without mentioning Jack Nicholson as Will Randall in the 1994 film Wolf. Nicholson plays a down-and-out publisher who uses his lycanthropy as an outlet for his disgruntlement about his life. Pretty solid film, with Michelle Pfeiffer as his obligatory blonde love interest. And now for number 1, Remus Lupin, Harry Potter. Played by David Thewlis in the series film adaptation, Remus Lupin is a pretty sad guy. He was bitten by ruthless werewolf Fenrir Greyback as a child and almost couldn't go to Hogwarts because of werewolf discrimination laws. Overall, though, he's one of Hogwarts' best professors for the short time that he's there, and he's a great mentor to Harry. So there you have it, Kingston. Everything you need to defend yourself against the perils of werewolves, plus a fun pop culture bonus section. I'll leave you with a tune by the name of Werewolves of London by Warren Zevon. Thanks for listening to this edition of Cave Creatures, and remember, stay safe out there.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen.
doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Thank you for listening to this installment of CKVI Educational Radio's Cave Creatures series. We hope you enjoyed the show. Now stay tuned for more of our daily programming.